I guess I'm ready to leave.
Andy and Herb went down to get the Cordoba. Have you remembered everything?
I can't be sure.
You're driving to Dayton.
Yeah.
Where you'll be staying at the luxurious Hotel Ocean View.
In Dayton.
Uh-huh. And you'll meet with Vicky Von Vicky at 7 p.m.
Now, Jennifer, tell me again, why am I making this trip to Dayton?
Because the Vicky Von Vicky jeans account could make the station a lot of money. And making money can be fun and cheerful.
Truth is always so obvious.
Mr. Carlson, I'm so glad I caught you before you left. I wanted to wish you a safe and successful mission to Dayton.
Well, thank you, Les.
Dayton is where Mother lives.
I know, Les.
Well, goodbye, Mr. Carlson, and beware of the Dayton poisoner.
Love American style. Hooray for the red, white, and blue. Bom, bom, bom. Hey, big guy, come on, let's go. The Cordoba is warmed up and ready to cruise.
Why don't you take my bag down? I'll be down in a minute.
Okay. Oh, by the way, BG, Andy Dibb's shotgun, but you'll be sitting in the back seat with four speaker units and three square yards of real Corinthian leather. Talk about fun. See you, Blondie.
Hey, Steve. How you doing? Getting ready to hit the road, huh? Boy, rumors flying all over town. You know, you, Andy, Herb, just slipping down to Dayton there in some sleazy hotel room. I don't want to say anything. It's none of my business. But my feeling is these love triangles never work out.
Get out of the lobby, Fever.
I know what you're thinking. But you can rest assured, for the duration of your sojourn, I will play nothing but mellowed-out, drug-oriented Hindu music. Just a few of the Christian neo-acid rock tunes thrown in. They're coming into vogue now. Fever in the forefront, bearing proudly the banner of KRP. You can rest assured, nothing to worry. Nothing to worry about, sir. Jennifer, I love you. I want to father your children. Let's take a long lunch and discuss it, okay?
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me. I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking. From town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be. Just maybe think of me once in a while. WKRP in Cincinnati.
Boy, I feel stupid in these jeans.
So do I, but it's smart business to use the client's product.
Okay, look, we have to go over this presentation one more time. Now, remember, no matter how silly Vicky Von Vicky's name may be, her jeans are worth $100,000 in advertising revenue to us.
WKRP, where do you want me?
Who are you?
Mickey Bartender, Dayton.
Well, why don't you set up over here next to the window, okay?
I don't work with my back to windows. I work that corner or this corner.
How about that corner?
Okay, listen, I got to be out of here by 10. Who's your client?
Vicky Von Vicky.
Fine, how drunk you want her to be?
Nobody's getting drunk around.
Look, just relax, Mr. Carlson.
You guys want anything to wet your whistle?
You make those exotic rum drinks with little umbrellas in them?
Yeah, but only for women.
That's how I feel.
Nothing for me, Mickey. Mr. Carlson, you want...
Something with a little fruit in it would be nice.
How about something with fruit in it? That would be nice.
Okay, let's go over the plan. Come on, Herb. All right, now. Vicky arrives. We all have a drink.
We chat.
Vicky chats.
Snacks would be nice.
Snacks are always nice.
But most important, we gotta come across with a charm, you know. Ooze charm. Hey, bee charm.
All right, then when we're all comfortable and relaxed, we all sit down, and I give a brilliant slideshow presentation showing in graphic detail why Vicky Von Vicky should advertise with us over any other station in the Cincinnati area.
Andy, as executive sales manager, I still think that I should give the presentation.
Herb, let's be mature about this. For one thing, my presentation voice is very nearly perfect.
Look, we're making a sale, and that's my territory.
Yeah? Well, it's my projector, it's my slides, and it's my remote clicker. No one, I repeat, no one uses my remote clicker.
Clicker or no clicker, it's wrong.
Herb Tarlick, My God, it's Herb Tarlett.
Yes, it is. Hello.
I'm Nikki Sinkler, Vicky Von Vicky's assistant.
Oh, yes, of course. Come on in, Nikki. You are in. Hey, look, let me introduce you around. This is Arthur Carlson, general manager.
How do you do? Nice to meet you.
And over here is Andy Travis, program director.
Hello. Hi.
And me again, of course. Herbert Tarlick, general sales manager of WKRP. Can I get you a drink, Miss Sinkler?
No, thank you. And call me Nikki. Oh, hi, Mickey.
Hi, Nikki. How's Vicky?
Vicky's fine, Mickey. Poisoner still loose, Mickey?
Well, for the time being, Nikki.
Well, you two, you know each other?
Dayton's a very small town, but that's another story. Listen, I really must apologize. Vicky Von Vicky's been running late today. Confidentially, she's been in New York all day closing out a major deal with a major, major department store. But she's back and on her way over in a major big car.
Well, as you can see, these gentlemen are wearing Vicky Von Vicky jeans.
Yes, I see. How cute.
A little tight in the crotch, but...
You know, Herb, we've met before.
Impossible. I never forget a face, especially one as lovely as yours.
Oh, you flatter me.
Thank you. Look, Nikki, I've got some promotional packages back in my suite. Did I tell you that we took 2 suites?
No, you didn't, but I'm very impressed.
Thank you again. Look, why don't you and I just kind of stroll on down to my personal suite and take a look at it together?
Great idea. Just let me freshen up in the powder room in a minute. Then we can head on out. Now, don't you move. I'll be right back.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not.
You disappoint me, Herb.
Look, trust me, big guy. Just trust me. I mean, I charm Nikki. Nikki gets us in with Vicky.
You're sleazy.
I'm smart.
I'm ready.
Let's go. Trust me, we're home free.
Yeah, you're dead if you're not back in 10 minutes.
10 minutes, that's about right. You know, Nikki, you do look familiar to me. We have met somewhere before.
I already told you that.
Ah, but don't tell me where. I want to guess. In the meantime, why don't you just, make yourself comfortable, and I'll put on a little music.
Nice room. Ooh, nice bed. I love king-size beds, don't you?
I like your mind. Does, Vicky Von Vicky like king-size beds, too?
Who cares? Nervous type?
No, married.
Married? I love the fact that you're married. It makes you even more attractive to me.
Does?
Herb, yeah. Can I be frank?
You can be whoever you want.
A man with a sense of humor. I love it.
Yeah, funny and married. That's me. Also an executive who's very interested in the Vicky Von Vicky account, if you get my drift, and I think you do.
Of course I do. I hope you don't find me too aggressive.
Are you joking?
Yes, I am. See, I can be funny, too. But seriously, Herb. Most men do find me too aggressive.
I'm not most men.
I knew that when you were president of the junior sales club in high school.
High school? We knew each other in high school?
I'm not telling.
Are you little Dickens?
I can't believe it. The bulb just went out. This is great. My projector's never done this to me before.
Now what are we going to do?
I have to get another bulb, Mr. Carlson.
Where?
Well, I don't know. It can't be that difficult to find a small little projector bulb in Dayton at 7 o'clock in the evening. Hey, Mickey, you got any suggestions?
Ricky's.
Ricky's, Mickey?
Yeah.
Where's that, Mickey?
About 2 blocks east.
East is this way?
That way.
Thank you, Mickey.
Oh, Andy, don't leave now.
Vicky Von Vicky could be here any second.
I gotta go, Mr. Carlson. Look, without a ball, we have no presentation. Without a presentation, we got no client. Without a client, we got no...
Go.
I will, Mr. Carlson.
No, Andy, don't be long.
I won't, Mr. Carlson.
And another thing, Andy. Be careful. Digging can be nasty after dark.
I understand.
Well, I care about you.
And I care about you too, Mr. Carlson. But we gotta stop talking this way in front of Mickey.
Of course, I'm sorry.
Oh, Herb, you're wonderful.
Thank you.
Herb.
Yeah.
I bet you'd never guess.
What?
I was once a man. Come on, Herb. Don't you remember me? Nick Sinclair, class of 64.
Oh, yeah.
Where is Herb? He should have been here by now.
Mind if I play a little music, Art?
No, please, go ahead.
It's interesting music. You know, I think I could do with about half a glass more of that fruity drink.
We're out of fruit, Art.
I'm sorry to hear that, Mickey.
How about a bamboozle, Art?
A bamboozle, Mickey?
Yeah, bamboozle, Art.
Yeah, I don't think so, Mickey.
What's wrong? Don't you like the way I make a bamboozle?
No, no, I think you make a nice bamboozle.
Nice?
Nice and nice? No, I mean, I think you make a great bamboozle. In fact, you probably make a bamboozle better than anybody I've ever seen make a bamboozle before. Yeah, I don't want to sound extreme, Mickey, but you probably make the best bamboozle in the world.
I like you, Art.
I like you, Mickey.
Mind if I have a drink?
Oh, I wish you would.
You know what I don't like, Art?
What's that?
I don't like drinking alone. Because when I drink alone, I get very sad. When I get sad, I get very angry. You sure you don't want to drink?
Oh, I'd love one.
That's very funny. I didn't want one before.
Yeah, well, you see, that was
53 seconds ago. Do you mind if we chat a while?
I wish we would. No, no. In fact, chatting's almost become a hobby with me.
What do you think about the Dayton Poisoner?
Dayton Poisoner?
Yeah.
I'm from Cincinnati. I don't know much about him, but...
Well, I mean, he's in all the newspaper headlines, you know, national news.
Oh, yeah, well, sure he is. Yeah, I read about him everywhere. The world news. You know, I think he's world news, Mickey.
See, I've been following this case very closely, Art. You know, I mean, I cut out all newspaper clippings on this case, and I think about it all the time. Sometimes I'll be lying in my bed in my rooming house, and I'll be tossing and turning, thinking and churning.
You do?
Yes, I do. Did you know that the poisoner writes in verse to the police?
Sure I did, yeah. I read that.
He's a loner who clearly hates people.
Oh, gee.
Especially happy people.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes happy people can be unpleasant. I think I'll just mosey on down the hall, see if I can find Herb.
You can't leave yet, Art.
I can't leave yet?
No. Your Mickey Special is ready. Get it? Mickey Special.
Isn't this something, you and I together after all these years?
We've both certainly been through some changes.
You know, you always turned me on.
Oh, man, don't say that.
Why not? It's true. I knew it when we played football together.
Don't bring up football.
I felt like a freak then, Herb. I was in the wrong body. But now I like me. I accept who I am.
Oh, Lord.
I know what you're thinking, Herb. You're thinking God didn't make me this way. Well, God didn't make polyesters. Do you know what I'm saying, Herb?
I know what you're saying. I have no idea what it means.
I'm a woman now, Herb. You hugged this body.
Oh, no.
You kissed these lips.
No.
Oh, Herb, come on.
What do you mean, come on?
Don't you feel what I feel?
What are you feeling?
You and I together.
Where?
Here.
When?
Now.
Excuse me.
Did you hear a scream?
Did you?
I can't be sure.
Probably your imagination?
It's probably my imagination.
Why don't I go down the hall and check?
No, I don't think that'll be necessary, Mickey.
Stay right where you are, Art.
Oh, please. No.
Be my pleasure,
Art. Mickey. Oh, please. I'm just a decent, unhappy man with a wonderful wife and family. I'll give you cash. Look, I've got a car downstairs you can have. I'd just like to have a Cordoba, Mickey. Mickey.
Good Lord.
Big guy, I've got problems.
Not now, Herb. You know Mickey the bartender?
Yeah.
He's Mickey the Dayton Poisoner.
It's nothing.
Listen, he's just gone down the hall. Big, he's coming right back. He's got a gun in his hand. He's going to kill us. Look, we got to get out of here. We'll call the police from your room.
No, we can't.
Well, why?
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 Mickey Sinclair's in there and Mickey's a man.
What?
Nicky's a man. I kissed him full on the lips.
Ooh, are you insane?
Maybe.
Look, Mickey's coming back. We've got to get... Hide behind the doors. I'll take the lights.
I've got him, Mickey.
What the hell is going on?
Who is that?
Andy!
Where have you been? Looking for a bulb in Dayton. What the hell is going on?
Nicky's a man and I kissed him on the lips. Mickey's a poisoner who shoots people.
What? Why are we talking this way in the dark?
What's that?
It's music.
It's Mickey's music. He always plays it when he's unhappy.
Mickey? Mickey?
Yes, Andy?
Are you there?
Yes, I am. Andy, do you gentlemen always tumble around in the dark before a big meeting?
Mickey, may I ask a question?
Go ahead, Art.
Are you going to kill us?
Who are you?
I'm Vicky Von Vicky. Who are you? Why are you praying in the dark?
Because your account is very important to us.
I am Andy Travis, program director, WKRP in Cincinnati. This is Arthur Carlson, general manager, and this is Herb Tarley,
executive sales manager.
And who is he?
Mickey, bartender, Dayton.
No, it's Mickey, the Dayton poisoner.
Wrong. That's Mickey Broadhead, full-time cop, part-time bartender.
Is that right, Mickey?
It's true, Art.
I thought you said you'd be right back, Herb.
Sorry, Nick. I lied, man.
You know this man?
We went to high school together.
Vicky, I see no reason to waste your valuable time trying to describe the chain of events that led up to your... the rather awkward moment when you came in, turned on the lights, and found us three competent businessmen on our knees. That's the past, this is the present. The point is... we're all here, so why don't we just, start the meeting, huh?
My life is dedicated to jeans, nothing but jeans. And so, as far as I'm concerned, I saw three pair of jeans on the floor.
Well, as you can see, we love them.
Yeah, gosh, a little tight in the crotch, but not.
Why don't we sit down and start the meeting? Vicky, may I get you something to drink before we start?
Yes, something with a little bit of fruit in it would be nice.
We're out of fruit, Vicky.
Give me a Bamboozle.
We feel at WKRP that we have the best market range for selling your jeans in the Cincinnati area. But listen, why talk sales? Well, I can show you graphic slides to illustrate that very point. Lights, Mickey! All right, let's get right on to our first slide. I have no idea where that pornographic slide came from. Now, this, of course, is my trip to Jamaica.
Maybe that he loves you just for your body.
And your advice?
Lose him. Hold out for the real thing.
I am the real thing.
Look, I'm coughing at work.
Morning.
Hi, Andy. How'd the trip go?
Well, my projector exploded. That's never happened before. Herb had a very touching reunion with an old high school friend. Used to be a guy, is now a girl. And Mr. Carlson mistook an undercover cop for the Dayton Poisoner. It was great.
Well, what fun. So is Vicky Von Vicky a client?
I don't think she's going to sue, if that's what you mean. In my office, looking for my gun.
Okey-dokey.
Hey, Travis.
Andy.
Morning, guys.
How are you, Miss Marlowe?
Perfect.
Good.
Morning.
Morning, AC. Trip successful?
She's not going to sue us, if that's what you mean. I'll be in my office all day, Jennifer, alone. Very alone.
Morning.
How are you? Nice day.
Why?
Well, I take it the trip went okay, Herb.
Look, I don't know what they told you, but she's not a she. And if I kissed him, it doesn't mean that I'm gay, okay?
Morning. How are you?
Nice day.